Good morning. This past week's daf was Daf Samach Dalid in the fifth parak in Maseches Ksubis. We'll start today a few lines down, six, seven lines down. Omar Rav Tuvi Bakisna Omar Shmuel Kais Vinigeris Mered Al Arusa Vein Kais Vinigeris Mered Al Shmeres Yovim. Shem Shmuel was said over a chilek between Shemeres Yovam and Arusa concerning whether there's a din of a meredes. In this memra, Agav talks the new nusach of Kais v'Nigeres Mered. I'm not sure if we had that nusach before. What that is. Exactly refers to. It looks like some kind of document, some kind of shtar, maybe a psak din that Bezdin records. Geres merit, something that maybe the party has when it's being teved the merida that they have that they could conduct themselves al pi the hilchas. Hilchas Merida, and they could prove that the psak was given. But whatever it is, that's just refers to the hilchas, that the hilchas Merida apply, as far as we're concerned here. So Shmuel was mechalik. Now, kipshutai, what this means is that. We had this before. Even the Brayis, the Gemara's going to ask when we had before this musug. Let's just speak this through over here. That an arusa. So what is the merida of an arusa? If the husband is being teveh her as a meredis, I mean, it means that she doesn't want. She was in Sarasim. She doesn't want to go further. She doesn't want to go further, Kipshutei. That's what this means. And similarly, the Shemeres Yavam, at this point, let's say that he wants the Miyavim, and she doesn't want to carry it further. Let's assume that that's what that means.
Sorry, so on this. On the flip side, where I mean, we said that they get 12 months before. And now on the flip side, where he doesn't want to go forward, it sounds like, as in the Hemshech, that we don't handle that for her, right? We wouldn't say, it depends on how you understand this, but if you understand at the end of the day that we're writing it for him and not for her, that we don't write for her, then it sounds like until he's Toveya, the 12 months doesn't even start, and if he did not Toveya, she doesn't get anything.
Just saying, the topic that you want to discuss, is it have to do with this, or you want to discuss the previous piece of Gemara before about the 12 months, which I was trying not to get involved? Oh.
Well, no, that was 12 months from divorce. That's 12 months for divorce. I'm talking about 12 months from the time that they agree to get married.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, meaning we said before, they get agreed to get married, they write, whatever they call it, tanoim, or whatever.
That halacha, okay.
And then you have 12 months to get married.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that it sounds like, I mean, we had a lashon before from the time that the Baal is Toveya.
Right.
So it sounds like if he's never Toveya to actually go through with the Nisuin, that's it. It never goes forward. She can't really come and say, hey, we've been engaged for 3 years, I want an Igeris married.
No, doesn't the mission also say that Nois din Loi, you also give him? So it would sound like that.
Then wouldn't we write an Igeris married for an Arusa? And we would write an Igeris married for an Arusa, right? Because she would say, hey, we've been engaged for 3 years, and he's not going forward with it, so write an Igeris married for her.
So I don't know. Let's learn the sugya right now.
Okay, fine. Okay, right. So that's my question. I'm leaving it, and maybe as we go through the sugya, you'll be able
to tell me. I don't think anything was nischadish from your comment, just like you just reminded us that that there definitely is a time period that no one could do anything, right? Because there's a noise that we give them time. Okay, that's true. That's true. So we're talking about that whatever that point, at that point of time, is over. That's true. So let's get over here. So Shmuel's mechalik between that now. So now what we started talking over here. Let's just trust that we could clear some some background over here. Now when we're talking about Arusa and Shemeres Yovam, so there is a fundamental difference between this and the meredes that we've been talking between a husband and a wife, right? Because between a husband and a wife, they're being that they're married, they have shibudim which presently exists between each other, and that's where the merida presents itself, whether it's in tashmish, whether it's in malacha, that's what that means. But Shemeres Yovam and Arusa, we don't have these obligations, these shibudim, at this point. So the merida is definitely not going to present itself as far as that's concerned. It would seem like we're saying that the merida just is as far as going forward. That's what the issue is, going forward. Now,
just when the Rav says going forward, meaning going to the next step, doing the Nisuin or doing the Yibam or Chalitza?
Yeah, right. Right. So now let's say by Narus, right? So he's being Tevye, he wants to do the Nisuin. And it would seem like, what's her merida? She doesn't want to do the Nisuin. Right? Now just Benigeh to the previous chiluk that the Gemara made between a Be'inalei and a Mo'asolai, so what then would this be? It seems like she doesn't want the Nisuin. I mean, what is it? Do we have those both of those applications over here? Maybe, yeah.
Is she saying that now, or is she saying that she never wants to do
the Nisuin? Yeah. Yeah.
Are you saying, yeah, you don't know the answer to that?
What? No, I'm agreeing to his question. Yeah,
right, yeah, you're saying, yeah, what's the situation?
That's why, just yeah. Raising the point that, do we have those two categories there also? Okay, fine, we'll that point over there. Now, like this, the memra of Shmuel itself, apparently from the Gemara, it sounds like from the Gemara that it's understandable that he made a chiluk. The Gemara just asked a question that the Braisa says not like that, right? That's what the Gemara says, right? Meisvei, right? So Shmuel made a difference. And for the Gemara, Meisvei achas liarus and asua afilu nito afilu choyla afilu shmeres yovam. So the Morris kasha is that Shmuel saying that basically Shmuel Yavam doesn't have a din of the Hilchas of Meredes, and the Braisa says that it does. So what I was being medayik was that it sounds like that we don't have any problem in explaining how Shmuel makes a chiluk, what the chiluk could possibly be, because the Morris doesn't ask right now a Maishno on Shmuel, right? The Gemara sounds like the Gemara is asking a Bekiah's question. That's what I'm being medayik. Maybe you could be mad for that, but I said just want to raise the point. You know, if you can explain, we could. If we can't, we can't. So do we have an explanation at this point of what the difference might be? Right, without any Bekiah's. Do we have an explanation why there might be a din of meredes by Arusa and not by Shemeres Yovam?
So the trying to discuss why until we know what the case is, which is what the Gemara initially tries to do. In other words, in order to understand the stira, we have to know what the case is. So we can't discuss the why until we know what the what is.
But even the stira, I mean, don't you have to? If you're asking a stira, that means you have to have some kind of understanding what it is, right? If you don't have any hanochas over here, you can't ask anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, at this point in the Gemara, it's assuming. I mean, it might make a different okim to later, but at this point in the Gemara, it's assuming that she's saying she doesn't want to do something, and he's saying he wants to do a yibum or a chalitza. He wants to do a yibum chalitza, and she doesn't want to do whatever he's asking for, whatever that is. Either he wants to do a yibum and she wants to do a chalitza, or he wants to do a yibum and she doesn't want to do anything, or he wants to do a chalitza and she doesn't want to do anything. Or she wants to do a yibum. Well, one way or the other, that's the havamina at this point in the Gemara, right? No?
I mean, it would seem that the Gemara at this point, the Chara doesn't have any chalukim.
I mean, I'm just not sure how you'd get to the second question until you clarify the first one. You know, I don't know what you'd want the Gemara to do.
No, but what he's saying is the Gemara is asking a steer between Shmuel and this other Raisa. So it must be that they're talking about the same case. Must be they're talking about the same case. Otherwise, what is the asking?
I'm even a step before that. Shmuel says a memra, right? So you go and you bring Bikis, you know, to ask on Shmuel. I mean, without the keys, you understood Shmuel. So why bring the keys? Just say, let's right away sit down and understand Shmuel. Right? Then we could talk about whether we have a steer. Shouldn't it work that way? Right? He said something. Fine. So what did he say? After you clarify what he said, then you could bring the keys, which is not like that. But you bring the keys even before you understood what he said. So what are you bringing the keys? That's where I was coming from. Okay, you could argue on that, but that's why I thought that we had a way of understanding Shmuel.
Meaning, if we're talking about this point, he's being toveah her and she's refusing. Well, between Arus and Shomeres Yavam. And we could say to him, okay, maybe we could say in both cases, so fine, go marry somebody else. Even by an Arusa, maybe you could say that. You can marry two women, so she doesn't want to get married. So don't worry about her. Let her sit there and go marry somebody else. What should be the difference? And if that's what we're going to say to him by Shomeres Yavam, so then why wouldn't we say that to him by Arusa also? I'm just trying to say, maybe I'm just going to speak out, maybe what you're asking, no? Or maybe there is no, maybe there shouldn't be a difference. Taka.
Nobody. Well,
right. I'm saying exactly.
But Shmuel, there is a difference.
So you spoke the question,
okay.
And I was being medayik that I hear in the Gemara has no question.
Right.
I mean, the Gemara understands there's a difference, right? Good. What is that difference? Right. So I wanted to offer you. Someone was saying possibly that at this point, maybe something more fundamental, right? More poshut, that the din of Amrida possibly is only when you have a certain level of attachment. An arusa, that's Aisha's issues. This is a real attachment over here, right? So that's where Chazal instituted the concept of a meredes, but a shemeres yavam, it's a zika. True that, you know, there's an issue with shuk, and etc., but it's a very low level issues over there. So maybe that could have been understanding very simple that the whole concept was never given to anything less than real issues. Right? That could have been the understanding, right? The simple understanding of shuk.
You can say more than that. You can say that the arusa, she had agreed to marry this guy, so therefore, if she doesn't go through with the nisuin, she's going against what she agreed to. With the yibum, she never agreed to marry this guy. She had she was married to the brother.
I mean, okay, right. So that's an alternate explanation for that, right? To be mechalik, right? What the meredes is dependent upon it's based on an agreement. At a certain point, right?
But I mean, in the Hemshech of the Gemara, what happened to the, when we started asking what the differences are, what happened to that difference?
That's the Gemara's kasha right now.
What?
That's the Gemara's kasha. That's really what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is exactly the same. So the Hemshech Gemara is like this. If we just had the Mem Shmuel, this is beautiful. We had a very nice svara.
Right.
The Gemara is not true. The Brisa says not like that.
I'm saying, but once we start giving the answers to the to the stira,
right?
So then we ask. So what's the difference between?
But this answer for sure is wrong, because what this answer is saying is that you're never going to find by Shemeres Yavam anywhere, any way, uh-huh, that, because that doesn't, right, that doesn't register over there.
Uh-huh.
So once we brought a Braisa that it registers somewhere, that's the wrong svara. So just get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
Right? Okay. So that's what's happening anymore. That's why it never surfaces again.
Okay,
possibly we could set up the Gemara like that. Hakoponim, Fret the Gemara Kash from the Braisa, that the Braisa is Mevuyah, that Avada, then a Shemer Yovim, there is a Dimaredis. I'm sorry. Emphit Gemara, Lekasha, Kanshe Tova, who Kanshe Tova he? Zok the Gemara. So now we're making a difference in Shemer Yovim. There's two types of Meridis, let's say, by Shemer Yovim. One Oifin, that's where Shmuel said that there is no merida, and that's where he was mechach between Arusa and Shemeres Yavam. But in Achanami there is another oifim where there is a merida by Shemeres Yavam. Now what is that? The Gemara is mechach between who's the one over here who's being merid, who's being teveh, and who's being merid. Kanshe Tova Hu, Tova Hu, she's being Meredes. Kanshe Tova He, if she's being Teveh, he is the Meredes. Tomar Tachlifa, Bar Vim, Omar Shmuel, the Mor brings another member, B'Shem Shmuel, himself, Tova Hu Niskokin Loi, Tova He ain't Niskokin Loi. That Shmuel made a difference by Shemeres.
How do you know it's Tomar Shemeres 7?
This member of Shmuel?
Yeah.
Oh, who says that is talking about Shemeres Yavam? I don't think it is talking about Shemeres Yavam. Did we say it was?
Oh, it's not.
Oh, I thought it was talking about either a Nesua or an Arusa.
The Gemara, well, let's see, in the Hemshecha Gemara, the Gemara is being Mechalik in Shemeres Yavam, Lekasha, Kanshtavu, Kanshtavahi, and that Gemara is the Omar. The Gemara is bringing a support to that. So it would seem like if it's a support, that's what would be Mechalik in Shemeres Yavam.
I just assume that the Gemara knew that.
Yeah, okay, right.
That's an article notes.
In the Hemshech, you're not going to be able to say that.
What?
The article says that?
It says that. It's talking about a Yavam.
Really? The article says that? I don't think so.
The Gemara?
I'm Cholik B'Chazaka.
Okay.
I don't think it could possibly be talking about that. Because in the end of the day, Shmuel has two members.
But in the Hemshech HaGemara over here, right? I mean, how do you learn the Gemara?
All right, so I'll explain how I learn the Gemara in a second, but let me explain why you can't learn that member that way. He's got two members. In the end of the day, we're going to say
because I think you're like 10 steps ahead of us right now.
Okay, fine.
Right? So we're gonna learn the Gemara. We'll get to the question that you're already answering now, right? which we didn't even get to the Gemara to ask the question.
Okay.
And then we'll see whether it has to be like that. I mean, Poshu Pshat in the Gemara, I think we have the right to say that it's talking about Shemeres Yavam. That should be the Gemara. Now, if we have a proof, you know, from some steps down the line, then we'll have to say, calculations to explain this Gemara. How you bring an Araya to a Chilkin in Shemeres Yavam from a Memra which is talking about Arusa, right? That you need to be a real Lamdan to explain that. So that's very advanced. So we don't want to get into that yet unless we have to, right? Okay, let's see. Let's see. Yeah, so Kipshutai, the Gemara is talking about Achilk and Shmeres Yavam. And now what is the Gemara?
How do you touch this Kokin low?
One second. Okay. Now it's Mivui in the Gemara that the Gemara does not understand this Chiluk. Right. The Gemara is going to ask the question in a minute, so we're not going to explain what the chiluk is. But wait for the Gemara. Okay, I'm sorry. What was the question?
How do you touch the word niskokin low?
The word niskokin, it always refers to that we accept and we deal with. That's what niskokin means. We accept the taina and we deal with the tefillah. We're noches. We get involved
to help him out.
To whatever needs to be done, whether it's a l'tevasa or l'chavasa. But in this case, it means nistavahu. Or tavahu niskokin lo means that we address the tefillah. Okay, so let's see. So what does the Gemara say? Shmuel says tavahu niskokin lo. So we're making a chiluk in Shemeres Yavam between whether he's tever or she's tever. So first the Gemara says my kimtol de Shmuel b'shetavahi hay kais negeres merid ala rusa la rusa mi boile. The Gemara's first question is that according to what we're saying, so this that there is no din merida by a shemeres yavam is when she's teveh, he's the one that's being merid. He's being merid. Let's say chais, she wants yibum, and he doesn't want to do yibum. Let's say that's what that means. In the lashon,
I don't think she has any say in the matter.
Okay, so let's get to the Gemara. The Gemara goes into the Pratim, and then you could ask the questions. Let's see. Right, the Gemara is discussing. That might be the answer. Right, we'll see. But this is what we're talking about over here. I was saying that there is no din merida if she's teveya, right? Now, either the answer is like you're saying, that's good for the reason why, or the Gemara says a different reason. Let's see the Gemara. But the Gemara is asking just a Loshen question first on Shmuel, because the original memory of Shmuel is Koisvin ala Rusa, sounds like that she's the one who's being married, he's being Teveya, and according to what we're saying now, that it's not like that. He's being married and she's being Teveya. So the Gemara takes care of that. Right? Holy Kasha Tani La Rusa. Fine, okay? So that's taken care of. Now Zolta Gemara, but still, Maishno Shemeres Yovam Duloi, Frekta Gemara, but I don't understand the Chiluk. Maishno Shemeres Yovam Duloi Darminan Lo Zil. Loi mafkidos arusinami name lazil loi mafkidos. Fact the Gemara that I don't understand the chiluk. Now there is an important point over here which I think.
Lo mafkido means not the poor of who. What about lo mafkido to do mitzvah zibu?
So one
thing. The pasuk says that.
Yeah. Okay. You're just a couple of steps ahead of me. I didn't even discuss what the Gemara means. I didn't speak out what mafkidus is, right? So when we get there, let's just get the background over here in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara asks the question. The Gemara asks, "What's the difference between the two?" Now, this is important over here, like we mentioned before. When we're talking about Arus and Shmeres Yavam, there are no obligations which were already set into the play that could be the basis of the tefiyah of the merida. So what is the basis of the tefiyah of a merida? So now what we'll see something from the Gemara over here, right? We might have thought that let's you know, because Gemara talks about both Shemer Seof and Arusa. So by Arusa, we might have thought that the backing of the tefiyah of the merida is the agreement, is the original agreement to get married, right? But the Gemara does not seem to be talking in those terms over here, right?
Just repeat that again.
So what's the basis of the tefiyah, the claim of merida by an arusa, let's say, right? What they want, right, is they want the nisuin. That's what we're talking about over here. Another person doesn't want the nisuin, right? Is preventing the nisuin. So I would have thought that the basis of the tefi is what right do I have to be tevei? Is because we agreed, you know, that we agreed to have a nisuin, right? So you're backing out of that. But the Gemara doesn't seem to be saying that that's the backing of the tefiyah. Right? I think Mar talks about a tzivoy, right? Which the tzivoy over here is actually is pruruvu. Right? That's what we're talking about. Right? So it would seem like from the Gemara that the basis of the tefiyah, which would make the other party into a meredes, a merida, is because of the myth of pruruvu is that's what necessitates the nisuin, and preventing the nisuin is not allowing one to be mekayim the myth of pruruvu. That's what the Gemara.
But that doesn't take away that it's on the foundation that they agreed, in other words, that they made the erusin with the understanding to go to a nisuin.
That's true. What I meant to say was that one might have thought that regardless
that would be enough.
Right. On its own. Right. Uh-huh. Right. 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 That's what I see. But the point was that the agreement itself, right, would have been, right. So it would sound like for Wolf and Gemara that, you know, in as much as, you know, maybe that, you know, that you know,
what,
one could be taken
to
get married.
Right. Meaning the Gemara is not saying she should have a taina. Hey, we agreed to get married, and you're not going through with it. Why didn't the Gemara say that's the taina? Gemara seems to be saying
Arusa?
That's not a taina. Yeah, by Arusa. Gemara seems to be saying the taina would be for Pruervu.
It's more than that. What she's supposed to do? She's supposed to sit in limbo. She's a Ashes Ish, but she can't marry somebody else.
Okay, good. So why doesn't the Gemara say that's the taina? The Gemara doesn't say that's the taina.
Yeah, that's
the Gemara doesn't say that that's a taina. The Gemara says the only taina would be Pruervu. That would not be a taina. Now, by the way, I'm just going to say something. We had an earlier Gemara that a woman, she just wants to be engaged. Didn't we have such a svara before?
We had that by the dunya, that the husband, that the father wrote in the dunya, and it's possible he'd even be maskim to have the dunya for the time of erusin, because he just wanted his daughter to get it
to be engaged.
It's more than engagement, but to have to be arusa. Okay. And once he reached that stage, he's already happy. He's willing to give over the dunya at that point.
Okay, good. So now
that's
I'm suggesting maybe that's why it's not a taina. I'm just
father,
suggesting.
Not the girl herself.
Oh, okay. I hear.
It doesn't make sense for the girl herself because she's nishta hin and nishta hair.
I hear, but the Gemara doesn't say that.
She's not a hen, but she's not a rabbit.
Okay. So somebody else can offer another suggestion. Why doesn't the Gemara think that's a taina?
Yeah. Okay. So that's what we just was pointing out. That we see in the Gemara is that the taina over here is pruruvu. That's the taina, and the Gemara at this point is understanding that Shemer Seofim also. That's the basis of the taina.
If you're saying the taina is pruruvu, then you're going to have all these different things. Let's say she's an islander, says a Kano or whatever. It's clear she's not going to have children. So then she doesn't get us married, and he was masking the fact that he's marrying her. He knew and he was masking.
One thing, just tell me where you're going with that. I understand, but is there an LMI to that? Therefore not? I mean, is there any question? The Gemara that clearly says that we're talking that the issue over here is Puruvu. So whatever cheshbonis you're making, fine. Maybe they're true or not true. But it's not going to change the Gemara, right?
Right.
Okay, fine. So these are points. But there's no LMI from this, right?
He brought in about the 12 months, right? That she has 12 months to be tovei him does indicate that there's an expectation, right? That she wants more than just an erusin, or at least, or if she wants it, she has a.
I mean, that's what the agreement is, that there's a tefillah, right?
After the 12 months, she starts eating mishalot.
But there's no... Okay.
So you're saying that that's still in Arison?
She's still in Arusa.
Right, but you're saying that she doesn't have...
It shows that she has rights.
I don't know if it's really rights. Let's say Mizoinus,
So then maybe what we're saying is she does have rights, she just doesn't get any Geras merit.
Yeah, definitely. Right. We're not saying she has any rights, but those rights, right, don't create
she
a basis for
it. She does get any Geras
merit
by
Arusa. No, but the Gemara says it's because of, where are you?
But it's only because of Pru or Vu. Not because.
No.
It would only be if she had a Pru, but she doesn't get it.
The Gemara is asking that because of Pru or Vu, there's a Sfarat to say she doesn't. Right? So that's mashma that there's no inherent schus that she has.
Right. Of Igeris merit.
Right.
Right. But maybe she gets Mazonas and other things, but they don't add to her Ksuba.
Right. Okay. Let's pick out the Gemara and we'll see what the Gemara says. Vinegeya ta'arusa. Right. So now the Gemara's kasha over here is maishno. Now in the cheshbon Gemara, and I think this was alluded to before, like this. The Gemara had asked a kasha on Shmuel from the Braisa. Okay. So that's really the main focus of the sugi over here. That had as the member of Shmuel Shem Debrais. Shmuel says that Shmeres Yom, there's no merit, there's no dimrida. Debrais says, yeah. Now the Gemara answered that and explained where the chilik is in a specific situation. Dahainu, if she's being teveya, and the Gemara brought a basis to this from another member of Shmuel. Right?
So isn't there also other things like Shabbos, Yitzara, that you're not supposed to, there's a purpose of getting married even without having children. Isn't there such a thing?
Are you talking about men or women? Talking about man or woman?
I don't know. The pasuk, I think, is for everyone.
Okay.
That pasuk has nothing to do with man or woman. The Gemara is making it sound like the only purpose to get married is to become a mitzvah peruvu. She doesn't have a mitzvah peruvu. There's no purpose for her to get married.
That pasuk is explaining the mitzvah peruvu.
No,
it's not a separate mitzvah. Yeah, that's what it's saying. The whole reason of peruvu is to be miyased of the world. That's what that pasuk means. Not that there's a separate mitzvah of getting married.
Really?
Yeah.
We see that there's marriage even in situations where there's no pruvu, and it is a mitzvah.
Where do you see it's a mitzvah?
Kiddushin isn't a mitzvah?
No. Mm-hmm. If you want to be with a woman, there's a mitzvah of doing kiddushin. There's no mitzvah to be married other than pruvu. You see that mafurish. So they ask on Rav Yosef, why aren't you getting remarried? Da da da. He says, I can't have any children. There's no reason for me to get married. Mm-hmm. Several of Moroim and others who said they couldn't have children, so there's no reason to get married.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Now there is, if you're Yetzer, if you can't fight your Yetzer, then you have to get married. There are different chalukim, but it's not a mitzvah. Only mitzvah is peruvu. Sorry,
Okay, so I'm going to just go back to continue the thought.
We got lost.
Over here. Now, we just want to keep the cheshbon over here, is that at this point, we have the Iker Shail in the Sugya, that how does the memory of Shmuel stim with the Braisa? Huh? That Shmuel says that there's no din meredis by Shemeres Yavam, and the Braisa says that there is. But the way the Gemara answered it was by bringing a memory of the Shmuel. Now the Gemara is asking a kasha in Svara on this chiluk. So as far as the Moros kasha between Shmuel and the Braisa, we could find continue on and look for a different answer. But Seif Kol Seif, Shmuel said this chiluk, right? So we'll have to see what do you do with that? You can't, right? That you can't leave. Okay, fine. So just keeping things. What our work in front of us over here is now. So Fedmara Maishno. At this point, we're saying now, as far as her tvia, if she wants him to be considered a moirin, that you don't have by Shemeres Yavam. That Fet Gimara, that I understand why Shemeres Yavam. Her tefiyah on him to do yibum would not there wouldn't be a dinner of a murid on him in this kokin law. On that thing, Mara says that because the backing of such a taina would only be in this situation would only be puruvu, and she's not mitzuva on puruvu, so she has no taina to do it. Right? What do you want? You want to have children? You know, you're not mitzuva. So you don't have the backing. You know, we have the backing. We'll see in a second. More brings such a tzad. But the Moros kasha, what is that Ebezoi, so Arusa, which on that's what Shmuel's saying. Shmuel's mechal between where Shemeres Yavam doesn't, Arusa does. Right? Or in this memory itself, right? Shmuel's be mechal between the two.
I think there's a very big chiluk between Yibum and Arusa.
One second. Let's just finish the Gemara, then you could ask Shaila. The Gemara is asking, the Gemara says, I don't see a difference. The Gemara says, Monosho, what's the basis of her taina? If the taina is stam to have children, she's not mitzuvah on puruvu. Ela maizot the Gemara. Ela bevo machmas taina don't be in a chutzul yodo umor lukfur. Zoch the Gemara, one second, but there is. Interesting, right? You know, if you got to find the taina, like we were discussing before, like you know, what the possible taina is, the Gemara has something else, right? Something else in Gans. Zotim Gemara that this apparently seems to be a taina. Zotim Gemara that if her taina is that she wants to have a child in order that someone to help her in her old age and someone to bury her, you know, to ensure that she'll have someone to bury her. I guess, you know, she doesn't want to count on her husband being around at the time. And Akoponim said, that's a taina. Chutra liyoda mor l'kafura. Fratimo, hochnam shmeres yavam, also b'vomachmas taina. So what's the difference? What is the basis of her tviya to the yibum, to the nesuin? They're both the same. What's the mokim b'chalik? If stam, she wants to have children, you know, stam is a, you know, there's no mitzvah pruruvu. She doesn't have a taina of a kiyum a mitzvah pruruvu. By an arusa also not. Elamai, by arusi, she'd come with a taina of chutzul yodom. So, Shemeres Yavam has the same taina. So, what's the difference? That's the Gemara's question. Okay, now what did you want to offer?
The whole purpose of Yibum is lahakim shame la'achiv. And we learned from the psukim over there. There might not be a mitzvah of Yibam for an islander or somebody who can't have children because they the whole purpose of Yibam is to have children. That's it.
Granted,
it could be Eishes Achshel.
Fine. I'm losing the train of thought. Okay, we got the point. Okay,
but by Arusa, there's a purpose of getting married without. It's not just for the purpose of having children. And she already, like I said before, she already reached the stage of Erisin, and the assumption is I mean, she's stuck now. She's an Eishes Isha. Sometimes she's going to do Nisuin. It's not just for the purpose of having children. There's a purpose of being married. There's a concept of marriage, even if Michael claims it's not a mitzvah.
No, it's true. I'm just not getting the point. I'm just not getting the punchline.
The thing of Lo Mifkadeta, I see by Yibam. I don't see that by Arusa. Zil Lo Mifkadeta. I don't see that by Arusa.
You don't see that by Arusa.
Because I see that by Yibam, the whole purpose to have children. And you're not commanded to have children, so this can't be your mitzvah. It seems like so. You say you want to do yibum because you want. Listen, you know, it's not your mitzvah. It's not gazil, whatever. But by arusa, she has a taina even without that.
Arusa has a taina without that. What's her taina?
She wants to go forward with the suit. She already did erusin. There's a purpose of marriage, not just to have children. That's not the only purpose of marriage. I mean, there's other things that are part of the package.
So what about the Shomeres Yavam? She also wants to get married.
No, so Shomeres Yavam, the Torah says the point of Yibam is specifically to have children.
So.
And she's not, and she's also not partially married already. But I mean, she's I know, but she's not an Eish HaSish. But okay, but there's no. There's no point in a Yavam and Yavam just marrying for the sake of being married.
No, that's true. But is the taina of the Shmeres Yavam any less than, you know, if you want to, like the Gemara is saying, I mean, that if Nisha was Miftam Pervi Rivka, then a Shmeres Yavam would have that taina.
Right. But
so nothing new Yibam, nothing new Yibam. You hear? No, the Shmeres Yavam, you're making it that her taina is limited to Yibam? Is that necessarily true?
She wants to have children. She doesn't need the Yavam. She can have children from somebody else.
But the Gemara says the Tain of Chutra is a Tain by Shmeres Yavam. Right? So the Tain, the fact that she is a Shmeres Yavam doesn't mean that her Tain is only Yibam oriented. She's not worse than anyone else. Right? So if Pruru was an issue, she could have a Tain. The fact that she's already zokuk, that right, that's how she's a step ahead of anyone else concerning this person, right? That at this point right now, you know, there's a crossroads over here where we that Yibam or Chalitza, and her taina would be to carry through in the Yibam for whatever it'll bring, whether it's Yibam oriented or it's a marriage. Children oriented. That's what I see from the Gemara.
Right? You understand just until this point that the Mohan says she wants to do a Yibum, and even if he's willing to do a Chalitza, she would still have this Taina.
Right. Because she can't have Pur Vu unless he does either of those. In other words,
I'm saying even if he's willing to do a Chalitza,
right,
and let her go marry somebody else, right, she could still have this Taina if she wants to do a Yibum.
Yeah.
So once I said that, that's a little point. I have to know why. Why is that so?
Yeah.
Why is that so?
Because again, until either the two are done, she won't be able to have children.
No, but that's I'm saying that she's making Katina, I want Yibam. And he's saying, I don't want to do Yibam. I'm willing to do Chalitza and let you get married to somebody else.
Okay.
She still has a Taina.
Yeah.
Even though he's willing to do the chalitza and let her marry somebody else.
He's willing to do the chalitza?
That's true. Right. So that's what I wanted to establish over here.
I think
willing to do nothing. All right, that's Tosfos and Rashi. That's my whole. That's part of the issue here.
Okay.
Rashi seems to hold, even if he's willing to do the chalitza, she still has a tie, I think, right?
Okay, we'll see. We'll get there. We'll see whether we have the same.
Okay.
Right. Okay. That's an important point that we have to talk about. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's get here, and then we'll see. We'll see what it is. So Nachum will say at this point, the Gemara is trying to understand what is the difference between Arusa and Shmeres Yavam. If she's being Teveya and he's the one who's so called being married, she wants the Nesuin. She wants the Yibum. And he doesn't want. The Gemara says that if the Taina is to have children, so she's not Mifkda Pirvi Rivya, so just the desire to have a child is not a Taina. Now it's Taka is Meduik in the Gemara that if she would be Mifkida, or for that matter, the Gemara says that if her Taina is for Chutzli Yada, then she has a Taina. She has a Taina, and there should be a din of a Meredith. Now, let's just raise the question over here at this point, for the point that she wants the Nesuin, she wants the Yibum. So what is he saying over here? What does he want to do? Now, her Taina is that where he's standing is preventing her from having the Chutzli Yada. Right? So that's the question that was raised over here, that if he doesn't want the Nesuin, he wants to give her a get, right? By Shemeres Yavim, he wants to Chalitza. So that's a little hard to understand, L'chor in Svara, what's her Taina? I mean, I'm letting you go. What do you want from me? Right? Okay, right? Now we'll leave that as a horror right now. Right? And because
it's similar to Michael's Chalitza.
That is Michael's Chalitza.
Yeah.
Right? I just spoke at his question, right? Cool. And his point. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly, right? Right? So just raising a horror. That l'chore in Svara, we would think that, therefore, in Achanami, he's not saying that he wants to do a chalitz over here. He doesn't want to do anything. And that's why that his position, his merida, is preventing from the chutzah.
He wants her to be stuck the rest of her life, not here, not there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both in the case of Arusa and in the case of
Yibam? Yeah. Yeah. That's Akoponim, what we're saying, that right, because if he wants to let her out, we don't understand, you know, what her Taina is for her, right? So before we're Mechadish that she has a Taina, even in that situation, it'll be easier for us to take this option. Okay? Okay. Elo zotig mora ele idi vi idi shetovahu. Now the Gemara is going back to explain that what's that in Shmuel? How does Shmuel stem with the Braisa? That there's one situation where Shmuel himself, when he says that Shemeres Yavon is not the Meredes, and the Braisa says there is. So the Gemara is going back, and the Gemara says that idi vi idi. Shetavahu, he's being teveh, she's the meredes. So we just wanted to just remind ourselves that we're continuing on to answer the stira in Shmuel, but the memra of Shmuel that was mechalak lehedja, that this chilek, right? You know, we still have to deal with that, right? So what's going to be the answer to that?
Okay.
Mara doesn't seem to. Right, so we'll have to see if we can make
the
things
places,
on our own.
In the places where they let the Arus and Arusa have Tashmish, wasn't there places where they allowed that?
Maybe in Yehuda you're referring to.
Yeah.
Right. So
she doesn't have. So let's say she asks to do Nesuin. But he doesn't want to do the suin, but he wants to keep things the way they are.
I think they only allowed one. They didn't allow. Did they allow one tashmish or the continuing tashmish? No. I thought it was. I'm not sure. I thought it was maybe just one. So that
the libo gaspa, it should be.
Right. So once he had the one, so it's not so gas. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. What am I wrong?
Yeah. No, I don't know. No, basically, just. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I want to say that in that case, There's no chutra taina. There's no.
So you want to say there's no chutra? I would say that maybe there might still be, because though they be a rishona, you don't get pregnant, and they're only allowed to be a rishona. But anyway, I mean, you could have other situations where there would be no taina, like you're saying. There could be where she's already got children by yibum, and there's really no issue, or all sorts of different issues where this taina.
Her husband just died, didn't she? She had children from a previous marriage.
Right, exactly. Right, same thing by Arusa. There could be lots of different situations where this taina might not apply.
Mm-hmm.
She can't have children, like you said. One reason or another.
Okay, let's hear the Gemara. Gemara, Ela Idi V'Idi Shetavahu. Idi V'Idi Shetavahu. Yev Lekasho Kan Lachleitz Kan Liyabn. Zokt Gemara.
Going back the Gersa to Alarus instead of Larusa.
Okay, That's true. That should come back. That should be. He's being Taveya. She's not going along with him. And the chiluk is, what does he want? Kan lachloitz, kan liyabn. Do omar af pedosan rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara is going to, it brings a backing to this chiluk. Rabbi Yochanan made this chiluk. Tova lachloitz nizkokin loy. That if the Yohan wants to do chalitza, and she's not complying with that.
She wants to do yibum, she wants to do nothing.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Tova lachloitz nizkokin loy.
Rashi says, Enorotz el v'syamam.
Tova lachloitz nizkokin loy. He wants to do chalitza, and she's not agreeing to his chalitza. On that nizkokin loy, that there is a din of a meredes. Tova liyabn. Ain is kokin loy. But if he wants yibum, ain is kokin loy.
She has a ksuba when she's a shomer seven?
First husband.
So,
the ksuba is the first husband, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's even, if they get do yibum, it's the first husband's ksuba, right?
Okay, I mean, this question is not really here, right? This question you could have asked last week, right? Okay, so let's just try to keep focused over here, because it's the cheshbon is over here. So things that don't pertain directly to what we're talking about, we will try to leave out right now. Okay? So we're coming right now, we're answering the difference that Shmuel makes by Shemeres Yovam. It has to be different because the Baisa says that there is. And Zog Gemara, the difference is goof for what Rabbi Yechon himself said. That when the Yovam is being Teveya, that her as a Meredes, there's a chiluk in what he wants to do. If he's coming to do Chalitza and she's not on board with that, then she has a Teres Meredes over there.
And that's the Achasli Braisa?
Yeah, right. That's where it does apply, right? And Shmuel was talking about when he's tava for yibum. That's what halacha is. That is ain is kokin. Now again, the Gemara doesn't understand it necessarily, but the Gemara answered this because we have a mefurish remember which makes that chiluk, right? Now frak the Gemara, but what's taka the pshat net? Now let's listen to the Gemara also like this. Yeah? The Gemara says over here that he wants to do a yibum. And on that the Gemara says that midhaloch Rabbi Yochanan says that there's no teres merit on that if she's not going along with him to do the yibum. And Zochta Gemara, the reason for that is Zilvan Osevitz Achriti. So again, what you see from the Gemara over here is that the Gemara is thinking that his whole koyach tfir, the backing of his tfir, is his pru revu. And on that, the Gemara is saying that. So he's saying he wants to give to mekayim pru revu.
What about him wanting to mekayim mitzvah?
Yeah, that's what I'm pointing out. Right, that you see from the Gemara that his whole tfir is only pru revu oriented, and on that, the Gemara is saying that. That if the Gemara tells us that if he wants to do Yibum, the Gemara says, I understand that he has no tefillah. Because what does Yibum with this Isha have to do with his Puruvu? You want to have Puruvu? Go marry someone else. The fact that she's not complying and she's not helping him be Mekai in the midst of Puruvu doesn't hurt him, his ability to Mekai in Puruvu. So he wouldn't have any tefillah that you're staring my Puruvu. But that will be the pshat in if he wants to even manage teveya, and that Rabbi Yechonon said that there's no dimeredes. By the same token, Ferti Gemara lach loitz nami neimulei zilvanos v'tzachriti. He wants to do chalitza. On that, Rabbi Yechonon says that she is a meredes if she's not going along with that. Zot Gemara, well, what's the basis of his tfir? Zot Gemara thinking that it's not any more than the same thing. It's pru revu. See, he says that now. I want to make a chalitz, no, that I can marry someone else, do pru revu. Well, so marry someone now, right? What is the chalitz over here have any bearing? Right? So the Gemara right now, right, is working that the whole koich of the tfir in a yibum. No matter what he's being teveya, is not more than pru revu. So therefore, Freti Gemaras, then what's the difference? that l'chora, the fact that he's zokuk to the isha right now, and he's not continuing on, have no effect. Have no bearing on his pru revu. Elu zolti mora da omar kiven da gid bi loy koyov li achriti hochenami kim da gid bi loy koyov li achriti. Zolti gemara that elamai that the reason why we're saying that if he's being he wants to chalitza and she's not going along, she's considered meredes. Zolti mora. I mean, mora at this point I'm saying is that it's only koyach pru revu. So that means his taina is that the present situation is affecting his pru revu, because kiven got dagida b, that people are not, someone else is not going to want to marry. So Ferti Gemara, so by the same token, I mean that's the matzav, it's a zika, right? So the present matzav over here of a zika is affecting the pru revu. So what he wants to do is that he wants to, you know, either take off the zika that he can marry someone else, or you know, marry her, right? And that's where he'll have the pru revu. But just leaving the zika as it is, is a shter to his pru revu. Now we get to what we spoke about before, right? When he says that he wants to do yibum. So what you're saying, right? The same kind of thing over here, right? If she's saying that she wants to do chalitza, so what's this side of the more of agida? Right? So that's what it would sound like from this Gemara, right? Same point that we mentioned before, that, you know, that she doesn't know anything, right? So that's why the agida is a problem. Right? And that's what the Gemara means to say. So, and if agida is a problem, so whatever his taina should be the same thing. Right? He wants to take care of this agida. So, what's the difference between whether he wants a chalitza or he wants a yibum? That's the Gemara's question. Now,
can I just The Rav is tying that he wants to marry someone else, right? And the Rav is...
He wants to marry someone else.
He has the option to marry someone else, let's put it that way.
Okay.
The Rav is assuming that that's going back on because of the din of Pur Vu. But the Gemara doesn't specifically say that, does it? I mean, the Gemara just... In other words, over there, we tried to bring in Pur Vu to make a difference between the man and the wife. At this point in the Gemara, he says, I want to get married. For whatever reason, he wants to get married, right? And he's saying that she's being an obstacle to that. But do we have to tie it back to Pur Vu again?
See, if there's no Pur Vu, so the Gemara before, which was toilet in Pur Vu, what about this other taina here? So, if you can make it that there's maybe another mitzvah to get married, but then we wouldn't understand what's the difference between him and her.
But we don't have to make a difference between him and her in this case, because this is both him and him.
No. Yeah, he's saying above
previous Gemara. Right?
She didn't have a taina just to say, I want to be married. So how could he have a taina just to say, I want to be married? What should be the difference? If it's not a mitzvah difference.
We slugged that up because we said she has another taina. Right?
No, but she still didn't have the other. Because she had this other taina, but she doesn't have the taina of, I just want to be married. She doesn't have such a taina. The Gemara never suggests such a taina, right?
Okay.
So why should he have such a taina?
But I think at the end of that Gemara, we said that the taina of Pur Vu as compared to the other taina, right? And that we already introduced another taina. So you're saying,
because they have a better taina, so this taina really exists, but they had a better one? That's what you have to tell. You're learning the Gemara. She really Taka could have made that taina.
Once the Gemara left off with a kasha, so that gives us a Pesach to bring in possibly new other svaras.
I guess that's what you want to offer maybe.
You might have had, okay, I hear what you're saying. You might have had another thing to say, that the man maybe, since he's not mutter to have a beer unless he's married, and you see who's paying who in the shuk from the svar of the last daf.
Right.
So then you see that who wants, or maybe it's the next daf.
Right.
So you see that a man wants to be married. Maybe you'd have a svar to say the man has more of a taina to say he wants to be married than a woman even.
Okay.
According to that svar. Okay, but that would be maybe a different way of going in your question.
I'm just saying that the Gemara isn't tying it to specifically Pur Vu, right? And the Rav seemed to be attaching it, which again
I understood it that way. But
I don't hear such a clear deep, because the obstacle really is in that. At that point, right? I don't necessarily hear that. Therefore, that is the whole point. So that's why I don't see a basis for like a new svar in the Gemara, and that's what I would. That's how I understood. Okay. Yeah. Now like this. Now there's a Rashi over here, right? Rashi says. In the original memory of Rabbi Yochanan, which is mechalik, whether the Yavam wants the Yivam or Chalitza, Rabbi Yochanan said that if he wants to do Yibum, his ain is kokum. If she's not a meredes, if she's not going along with the Yibum, but if he wants to Chalitza, then she's a meredes. Rashi says, ain is kokin loy. So Rashi alludes to the Gemara, to the Hemshecha Gemara, and Rashi says that the Gemara, the initial step of the Gemara, when the Gemara brought the memory of Rabbi Yochanan, Avad Rabbi understood that we're going like the Mishnah Achrayna, and that's the basis of the din that if he's being teveh for Yibum, that she's not a meredes. And the basis of his taina is not more than pruravu or marrying a wife, whatever you want to call that. And therefore, we tell him, you know, you marry someone else, right? That was the understanding. No, the Mor's kasha was that. Well, why is chalitza any better, right? But the Mor had an understanding of this halacha. Now, kipshuto, the reason why Rashi is saying this is, I think, to address the ha'ora that was mentioned before, that what happened to the mitzvah of Yibum. What happens to Yibum? Why doesn't he have a taina of the kima of mitzvah Yibum? So on that, Rashi says that we're going like the Mishnah Achrayna. According to the Mishnah Achrayna, we don't want them to do Yibum. So that means that we're not that's not going to be a taina over here if we don't want people to do Yibum. So therefore, the only basis of the taina could be this taina that he wants to be married, to have a child, whatever it is, and on that the Gemara is saying that's why marry someone else. So that l'chora is the pshat in the Rashi. Now, so what the Morris question is that I don't see any difference whether he wants to chalitza or yibum. The whole backing to his taina is that I'll just call it a pruru just for convenience purposes, right? But you can understand however you want it, right? For fact, what's the difference? The issue over here is whether the zika affects him marrying someone else. So either it does or it doesn't. What's the difference? What his taina? What how he wants to address the zika? Alright, that's the Morris question. Now, the Morris asking again on the chiluk that Rabbi Yochanan said lehedya. We wanted to use that chiluk for Shmuel. The Morris doesn't understand that chiluk. Zok the Gemara.
So we're rejecting Rabbi Pedas on Rabbi Yochanan's chiluk?
Well, I mean, that's the question that we're raising over here. I mean, he said it, right? It doesn't sound like we're being mad at what he's saying, right? So if we don't understand it, when the Gemara is going further, but we're going to have to have some kind of understanding at the end of the day. Yeah, so that's what we want to see if we could iron things out over here. So let's hear. Zot Gemara. Ele idvi idi shetova liyab. Zok the Gemara that again this is really talking to answer the original kasha on Shmuel that he's but that the din of Shemeres Yavam that the Yavam wants to do Yibum and in that in itself there's a chiluk whether there's a din of a mered is the fact that she's not going along with the Yibum. Initially, haste is mitzad the din ha-toyra that the mitzvah yibum is kaidem is mitzvah chalitza. Possibly chalitza, maybe you know, is not even considered a mitzvah. Maybe just a release, akoponim. But right, this could be relevant. That was originally, but achshav zok the mishnah achrona that we definitely don't suggest yibum, right? Maybe we we discourage or we don't allow a yivam, right? Maybe Shalom and Shain, what that means if they both wanted the yivam, right? But we don't encourage yivam. Now, so Kipshuta, what the Gemara means now, this in this maskana over here is that like the svaras that we were using before, that the fact that he wants to be able to get married and have children is that's not a basis of a taina. Fine, you know, what does today's zika have to do with that? Like the Gemara said, Navos, but if his taina is that he wants to be mekayim the mitzvahs yibum, that is a basis. So according to the Mishnah Rishayna, if he's being teveh yibum, she is a meredes because he has a basis to specifically doing yibum because of his chiyuv. However, according to the Mishnah Achrayna, that later, then that taina is lost. There's no taina anymore that you want to be mekayim. So then, that's like Mara said before, that, you know, the whole basis of the taina just is that you want to be able to get married. So, you know, the current situation is not preventing him from doing that. So he has no taina. So let's see. Let's just hear over here. So let's wait. Rashi learns the Gemara. So the Sakadaitach of the Gemara. It is in the memory of Rabbi Yochanan, and that side that we were going, that being Tevei Yibum, there's no Dimaredis, this is true. Right? That's right. That according to the Mishnah Achrayna, you know, there's no basis for a Tviya. The Gemara just needed to explain that when is there, so chalitza, the Gemara didn't understand, right? No, so what the Gemara answered was yibum, but in yibum there is according to the Mishnah Rishayna, right? That's what our opponent changed in the Gemara. That Gemara that the Gemara brought in. Yibum, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, that's a tfiyah that he wants to be kind of mitzvah, and that's the basis of a merida in Shemeres Yavam. Now, one could possibly say, this is someone wanted to tell me. Let's see if we could what you hold about this. Someone wanted to tell me that. According to the Mishnah Achrayna, that we don't want him to do Yibum, so there, maybe Chalitza, there Chalitza would be the mitzvah over here, and that would be the basis of a tfiyah for a meredes. Meaning to say like this, that the Gemara in the Moros Kasha didn't understand Rabbi Yochanan, because the Gemara at that point was not working with any with mitzvah. So the whole Shiloh over there was just a Shiloh of whether the Zika is preventing him from getting married. So effect Manushach. What's the difference? On that emphat the Gemara, so what the Gemara tells us the Maskana is that mitzvah is a basis. So Hashid the Oslahochi, maybe we could understand Rabbi Yochanan that that according to the Mishnah Achrayna, the mitzvah chalitza will be a basis for a merida. I'm just thinking to myself. See, there's two points to this. The etzem svara, right? Is that true? Is that really true? So that's really based on really what we alluded to before. That is chalitza b'chal mitzvah. In other words, in the din haTorah, is the pshat that there's two mitzvahs over here, and there's a first choice and a secondary choice, but both of them have a mitzvah. Nervos, that calls man that Yibum is an option, so you can't tie in a mitzvah, you know, with chalitza, because that's not really what you're supposed to be doing here.
The lashon of the Mishnah is mitzvah yibum kadam slam mitzvahs chalitza.
Right, but okay. There's another Gemara that says chalitza bokam yibum en eno klum.
It's eno klum in
it says eno mitzvah, but
eno mitzvah.
Right. So that's grada rabbi negated in the efshel kaim shneim. Right, I have to know in what context that is. Right, and does it match in hilchos esed echelaser say that is halacha of efshel kaim shneim? You could do both. So you wouldn't be able to be miyabim based on a esed echelaser say. Being that you have an option to do chalitza, and on that the Gemara says over there, if this is what you're referring to, that chalitza makim zayin mitzvah, it maybe refers just to the equality of them. They're not equal,
but it's still a mitzvah,
possibly. So we're using that side over here. That maybe it's, you know, that maybe it's such a deek like that. So if chalitza is a mitzvah, so we could talk about that according to the Mishnah Achrayna, maybe now that since we want him to do chalitza, so that's the prevalent mitzvah, so now the tefiyah of his tefiyah will be in the chalitza itself. Right? So that could be a possible explanation.
When we say it's not, it is a mitzvah, right? So there's, like, they always use the example of shechita as an example, that there's a mitzvah to do shechita, but if you don't want meat, then there's no,
there's a mitzvah nothing to wear tzitzis if you wear a four-cornered garment, but if you don't want to wear a four-cornered garment, there's not real mitzvah to wear tzitzis.
Right. So is that the getter of what chalitza is, or is it, you know, is it?
See, like this. The truth is that there's really. See, let's say shchita, or maybe even gerushin, like the same kind of thing, is that. I mean, it could be that those things are not even mitzvahs at all. They're just the way how things are done. But you're going on the conditional mitzvah. You want to call it a conditional mitzvah.
Well, it's
not an absolute chivah, but let's say we call it, it's mitzvah kiyum, it's maybe we call it, right, tzitzis definitely is a, there's a key mitzvah by tzitzis, but one is not obligated to go, to do that mitzvah, to be mechayim himself, a lulav you gotta buy. But a beggar of avakamsus, you don't. That's true.
I remember in the halacha lemaisa shirim when we were doing yivamos, that they said that if a person doesn't want to remarry, so then you don't have to do chalitza.
Yeah,
another what's the thing? Let's say an
if
older
they're both
lady,
okay, right?
You let them stay in limbo.
Yeah.
I remember that was I forgot who gave this shirim, but the Rabbi Wright?
The one who was an expert on chalitza, he came down and gave a demonstration?
So that would seem to be maybe this side over here, that chalitza is not a mitzvah, just a release. And, you know, if the release is not necessary, so you don't have to do it.
let's say a husband and wife, they don't want to be married anymore, but neither of them plan to ever get remarried, so they can separate and not get divorced. And that's okay to stay in that matzah for the next 20 years?
Don't say over there. That could be totally different because there's different chiyuvim.
Rabbi Wright comes down for the
chiyuvim.
We'll find out.
So you want to say that might be different?
Yeah, upon him. But for example, well, that's just. So, but what we're offering over here is nachma. What we want to know that is, and so the first point that we're saying is that a possible explanation at the end of the day for Rabbi Yochanan's memra to explain the difference between the two, we're going according to the Mishnah Achreina, and that's why Yibam, once the Yibam, there's no tefillah. That we always understood. We didn't understand why Chalitz is any different. So on that, we're offering that maybe according to the Mishnah Achreina, then Chalitz becomes the dominant mitzvah here, and that could be the basis of his tefillah to create a meredes.
What's his time?
He wants to do Mrs. Chalitza.
Wants to do the mitzvah itself.
Yeah.
Not that he wants to get remarried.
Right. Right. Now, so this is a possible explanation. However, what we need to think over here is like this, is that what happened in the Gemara in this last step, which allowed us to say it more than previously, right? There's always two things that you need to work out. I mean, Mora didn't understand, so you could think of some idea, right? You know, just explain it. But so we'll have to make some kind of clear over here.
The Gemara is not trying to answer Rabbi Yochanan's, right? The Gemara is trying to answer the steel between the problem with the question on Shmuel from the Brisa.
But does that mean that Rabbi Yochanan ends up Shver? Doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. Doesn't sound like
well,
that.
Well, we had the first statement of Shmuel that the other statement of Shmuel that we end up without an explanation.
So okay, I mean we're also bothered by that. Right? These are the two things that we're bothered by. Precisely, right? In the Hemshech of this Gemara, the Gemara said Terutzim, which were based on registered memories, right? And the Gemara doesn't seem that we're fragging up those memories. Doesn't seem like that. So that's why we're trying to work things out. So we gave an offer right now, a possible explanation in the memory of Rabbi Yochanan, and now l'chara in truth that if at the end of the day, we could for the memory of Birchen, and so we really could go back to that difference also, right? Now, so we wanted to say that's the difference in Shmuel, right? So that probably would be true. Meaning to say that as the Gemara Maskana said that case. That case where Shmuel said that there is no din meredes by Yibum is Yibum is Yibum according to the Mishnah Achreina. So by the same token, it could be Chalitza according to the Mishnah Rishayna.
To veil lachlus, and she wants to meet Rabin.
Yeah, I mean that's really what the Gemara before said, right? That's what the Gemara before said. But the Gemara, actually, what am I saying? I'm sorry, man, I wasn't right. The Gemara before thought, right, that chalitza is never, a basis for. Excuse me, I'm saying backwards. Sorry, I was wrong. Rabbi Yochanan said that chalitza is the basis of a merida. Now we're saying that the Gemara before thought that chalitza should never be And it should never be a basis of a merida. Because chalitza is not the primary mitzvah. And that'll be like, that should be the same thing as yibum according to the Mishnah Achrayna. And that's why the Gemara had Shver. What's the difference in Rabbi Yochanan? So what we're saying right now is that maybe at the end of the day, that chalitza could be a basis for a tefiyah according to the Mishnah Achrayna, which that's what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about. And that's something which was in the Schadish at the end, comes out of the Matkonas HaGemara, that mitzvah is a basis for a tefiyah, even chalitza. Okay, that's a little questionable. Now, where do you see that in Maskronas HaGemara? But
meaning then Shmuel's member is only when he's Toveya for Yibum.
Shmuel's member is only when he's Toveya for Yibum in the Mishnah Achrayna. In the Mishnah Achrayna. Right. Right. But over there, right, chalitza that would be, right? Right? And similarly, that in the Mishnah Rishayna, chalitza is also not a tefillah.
Right, so that braisa is only talking about a mitzvah to be of yibum. Achadze.
That braisa, which says that yibum there is, it should be in one of two eifanim, right? Either yibum according to the Mishnah Rishayna, which that's what Mora says, or also chalitza according to the Mishnah Achrayna, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, right?
Right.
But did we explain the Amar Shmuel, you know, a Tavahu Niskakim Lo?
No, sorry, I didn't get
there
yet.
We didn't explain
it.
Okay.
Now let's just see. Let's just see if we have an explanation for that. Shmuel was mechalik.
Between him and her.
Between him and her. Now at that point, we were talking. Was there a difference in what they wanted at that point in the Gemara? Because I mean, the chilek was, let's say, pruvu. Maishnash mercy of Deloy Tamrin Nozil. Loy Mifkid is Tava, who is cocking Loy? Tava, he ain't is cocking Loy. Fretty Moro. Let me just hear something for a second. I mean, Shmuel is mechal between him and her. Between him and her. Right? Now, Grado, okay, this is a point that Michael was saying. Now, so let's bring that back. The hint like this. Is Shmuel specifically, this is what I would offer, right? Maybe this is where Michael, you were going. Is Shmuel specifically talking about Shemeres Yavam, or he's talking about both? He could possibly be talking about both. Hastis. The Gemara's Kasha. Maish Nishmeres Yavam Deloy is the Gemara is asking the chilf between in her taina, right? When she's being teveya, the Gemara is saying, I don't see a difference between Arusa and Shemeres Yavam. Now that chilk in Shemeres Yavam and Arusa, that was based on the first member of Shmuel. Right? The second member of Shmuel is a chilk between his taina and her taina. Right? Now where that chilk is, What I mean is like this. I think the Posh Cheshbon over there is as follows. That Shmuel made a difference, right? The devil remembered Shmuel, the chil between her time and his time and her time. It means to say that in a certain scenario she has no taina, which is like the Maskona Sagamori is if her taina is based on Peruvu. Right? If her taina is based on Peruvu, that's not a tefiyah. Now, in that memory of Shmuel, did not make a difference necessarily between Arusa and Shemeres Yavam. Right? In the first memory of Shmuel made a difference between Arusa and Shemeres Yavam, and that's what we were trying to understand, that chiluk between Arusa and Shemeres Yavam, where is that chiluk? Right, a common case with the difference in din. So the Gemara wanted to say that when she makes the tefiyah, that's where the difference is. Right?
Where she in the first member of Shul, where she makes the tefiyah?
Right.
Oh, you're saying in the Havamina, they're not in the Maskana of the
Gemara. Right. I'm going back to that piece of Gemara.
Okay, fine.
Right? So the Gemara wanted to say that when she makes the tefiyah, that's where there's a difference in Arusa and Shemeres Yavam. That's where Arusa has no dimaredes. If she's making the tefiyah, and more brought a backing to that you see that Takar her tefiyah doesn't work, you know, even though we're his would. Right. So we brought a raya from Shmuel. So the Mor's kasha of Maishno. Right. And as I'm talking now. See, even the original question that we were asking maybe is not really properly asked, because the Gemara's kasha of Maishno is what's the difference between Arusa and Shemeres Yavam? The Gemara's not asking the difference between him and her. Right. And as the Gemara's kasha, Maishna Shemeres Yavam Arusanami, the Gemara's kasha is a chil between what's between by her between the two, and that's a kasha on Shmuel, on the first member from Shmuel. So as I'm talking now, I think the question that we asked was not a good question. That the Maishna was never a kasha on the member of the Shmuel that we brought. Right? And as we brought a member to Shmuel, which said that there's a difference between her tefiyah and his tefiyah. Now, that we understand there's a difference between his tefiyah and her tefiyah. The difference is that if it's based on Peruvu, that's the difference between his and her tefiyah. Right? That we understand. But we wanted to use that to explain the difference between Arusa and Shemeres Yavam. On that, the Gemara asks that they're the same. You know, Peruvu, they're both the same. Right? So that was the Gemara's question. But in the member of Shmuel that we brought there, Lo'olam, maybe there is no difference between Arusa and Shemeres Yavam. Right? We just brought that member to Shmuel to show a basis that where is there no Merida by Shemeres Yavam when she's being Taveya. That's all you see in the member of the Shmuel. Now that's true, right? That's good and understandable that when her Tfiyah is just based on a Peruvu, that's no Taina because she's not Mifkid. Right? That's true. Navos, to use it for our purposes, to say, well, that's where Shmuel said that Shemeres Yavam doesn't have a din of Dimaredes, weird. And Arusa does of them fretting more. But you know, in that scenario, then Arusa should be the same. Arusa is always the same, right? That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara is never asked the question on that member of the Shmuel, because as far as that member of the Shmuel in the Chanami, Arusa and Shmuel have them all the same, right? So that member of the Shmuel, we never had a question on it. It was just using that memra for Shmuel's purposes that can't be because there's no Mokum L'chalik, right? Yeah. So what we just did right now is that we just relearned the Gemara. When the Gemara asked the question Maishna up above, right? That Maishna was never a kasha on the memra de Shmuel that we brought, which backed the chiluk that we were making, because that chiluk just is that there's a chiluk between her tefiyah and his tefiyah, because she's not Mikum Rivian, and then he is. So when the tefiyah is based on a peruvu, she has no tefiyah. That's fine. That's good. The problem
is even by Arusa.
Yeah, and that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was, well, you want to use that for Shmuel? Why Shmuel said Shemayis Yovam not? But in that case, he said Arusa. Yeah, that's the Gemara effect. Gemara Maishno. What's the difference? Right, so if you want to explain the difference between Shemayis Yovam and Arusa, you can't use this, because this is true that Taka there is such a halacha that she has no tefiyah, but this is not the scenario where there's a chiluk between Shemayis Yovam and Arusa. Right, so if we could be a little blunt over here, I think that question was a mistake, right? Right, the question before, right? I'm sorry, I think I misled you.
But the end, it's true that there's a difference whether he's Tovea or her Tovea, both by Shomer Sevim and by Arusa.
That could be true. You know, in like the Gemara says, in the scenario when she's just merely tining out Pru Revu, right? The Gemara has not, if she's tining out Chutra, then that wouldn't be true. But if she's not tining Chutra, right, she's just tining, you know, other reasons, right?
Well, you might ask the question, is Chutra a good tina in the end of the day? When is it a good tina?
I mean, it sounds like the Gemara that it is, no? That's the Gemara, doesn't...
It seems to me that Shmuel
is toying it forth. Isn't there a concept we toying for the person?
I don't know. So it seems to me Shmuel has to hold at least in one case she can't make a taina of chutra, because he says that there's a difference between him and her. In some situation, there's a difference where niskak and lo, and no niskak and lo.
Well, maskana sagimar, what is that? We know the maskana sagimar.
So I'm holding that that's a case of either nesu or let's say it's just a case of nesu.
I made a mistake. It wasn't right. How do you know that? One more time. What did you say right. that?
In the
know?
End of the day, Shmuel made this memory. He wasn't making it in the Mishnah Rishon. He was saying, well, halacha, there's some case where we're niskak in law and we're not niskak in law.
Right.
So what case is that? So it's either Shomeres Yavam, Arusa, or Nesua. It's got to be one of those. Now, it can't be a case of Shomeres Yavam in the end of the day, because we have this other memra that says that we make an okimta that it's where he's Toveya. And we don't say that. Unless you're going to say this is a case where they're both being Toveya for Chalitza. And we're not Niskok in law for Chalitza, and we're Niskok in law for Chalitza.
One, back up again. Okay. Nochamo. But what are you saying? Shmuel says that there's a scenario where there's a chiluk in him and her.
Right.
Now, that we saw in the Gemara, that chiluk is not limited to Shmeres Yavam.
I think it's not even by Shomer Shom. It can't possibly be Shomer Shom.
Oh, can't be Shomer Shom. Okay,
unless it's by Chalitza, because we see that we're not Niskok and Lo for Yibum, and this says we are Niskok and Lo.
One second. She's being Teve. She's being Teve. She wants a Yibum. One second. She wants. But her taina is not mitzvah yibum, her taina is chutra, right? That's what her taina is.
Right,
no, one second, I didn't say that. That wasn't what I just said. Nochmo, because we're talking about when her taina is not a taina. Vaita, her taina vaita is not yibum oriented. Her taina is to have a child, right? That's what she wants. And on that, the Gemara says that's not a tefiyah, right? That is not a tefiyah. Right, that's where That's where Shmuel said that it isn't in him and her. If her taina is, you know, basically puruvu oriented, then her taina is not a taina. That's what Shmuel meant in that memra. And in the Chanami, that's
okay. No, and difference. What's his taina? That is a good taina.
What?
What's his taina? That's a good taina.
Puruvu.
And he's being toveya for yibum.
One second.
He's saying in the Mishnah, he's saying lahalacha. The Shmuel was saying lahalacha, which is in the Mishnah Achrona. He's not paskening in the Mishnah Rishona.
Okay, I mean, that's...
He's paskening lahalacha. He's saying, he's talking low, below, he's talking low.
Let's accept it. So what's the point of your question over here? You're asking that he has a taina. What is he tining over here? Shmuel is talking in the Mishnah Achrayna, right? He should be talking in the Mishnah Achrayna. Let's say, right? That should be true. He's talking in the Mishnah Achrayna. But then we don't understand. But the Gemara doesn't sound like that, right? Because why is the Gemara talking about Puruvu and Chutra? I mean, stamp in Mishnah Achrayna, stamp Yibam is not an option for anyone, right? So how do you understand the Gemara, Taka? Right, the whole Gemara does sounds like we're talking that Yibam is a good option here. I hear where you're coming from, but what do you hear from the Gemara? It doesn't sound like from the Gemara that member the Shmuel gratis sounds like.
I can tell you the way I understood it, and this is what I thought Rashi meant, is that Shmuel's talking about a case of Nesua. Only Nesua. And we're Niskokin Lo, meaning she's a Moredis. We deduct the Ksuba, because she's a Moredis, because he can make a Taina of Pruervu. And we're not Niskokin Lo. We don't add to her ksuba. In the case of Nesua, where he doesn't want to do a bia, he has a mitzvah to do a bia. But we don't add to the ksuba because she doesn't have a mitzvah of puruvu.
What was that? But how does that seem with our Mishnah?
Yeah.
Doesn't the Mishnah say that there's a din of Meredes, of Moirid? Right? He's also is a Moirid?
And we add ksuba if he doesn't want to do a bia.
Right.
Right, but doesn't the Mishnah say that it's only talking where he says, I don't want to be zan? By him, there is no... When we say that the din of Moredis is, you know, we have a machlokas and everybody agrees it's by bia, that's where she's a Moredis. But a din of Morid is, for him, it's because of any zan, isn't it?
No, I mean, that was only at that point in the Gemara when we thought that Amanda holds that holy murder is only by Malacha. But Maskonas HaGemora, that everyone holds the Tashmish, is a merit, so you don't really need to say that anymore.
Yeah. Okay. We see from our Gemara that the merida by Tashmish is a shaykh by him.
I don't think so. I didn't see it. I didn't see that it was mukhruk.
We're talking about her time to his time, and we're talking about Puervu, and is she Mitzuva or Puervu? If we're talking about him supporting her, so then.
So what?
Our Gemara is talking about him being the rebel, right? Him being Morid.
Fine.
Right? And, right, and whether you write this letter or not, right? And so, obviously, the merida that we're talking about by him is tashmish. No.
Well, I mean, it's like we're saying. See, by shmeres yovim and arus, it's not really that type of merida because there's no shibir in there. The issue is what
right,
what
okay.
that could bring
yeah,
you.
That's true.
Right. Right. But okay. So, Maxim, see here the difficulty. In that, right? You have to iron that out if you want to take that route. Because, I mean, the Mishnah Ketuta definitely says that in a regular Nesua, there is a two-way merida.
Right, so let's just say, I mean, there are really four possible cases. He's either talking about a Nesua, a Rusa, there be, being Toveah for Yibum or Toveah for Chalitza. It can't be, let's take Nesu off the table because of the thing you just said. Okay. So it can't be Yibum because there wouldn't be a difference between him and her. He can't be Toveah for Yibum in the Mishnah Achrona. So it can't be a Toveah about Yibum. Okay. So now, maybe it could it be Chalitza? We're Nizkok in law if he's Toveah for Chalitza. We're not Nizkok in law if she's Toveah for Chalitza.
That's a possibility. Let's hear that again. That if he's Toveah, like a member of Rabbi Yochanan, he's Toveah Chalitza, she is a Moy Redis. But if she would be Toveah Chalitza, she would not be, and that would be based on the fact that someone who's mitzuvah has the backing of the tefiyah, but if you're not mitzuvah, then you're not. So he's, let's say, mitzuvah on chalitza, and she's not. Let's say that that's true.
Okay, now if you're going to say that, then you really have to say that she can't make a tain of chutra. Because if she could make a tain of chutra, then we should be nizkok in law for chalitza. Because let her make a tain of chutra. You don't want to do anything. He can't make her do yibum. Well, and she wants chalitza.
But if I understand correctly from the Rav, right, Eliyahu brought in the concept of being toying for her, but the Rav is talking about how I understood it.
Is
that if she makes that taina, you know, maybe it's a good taina, but we still could deal with the case where she didn't make that taina, that she's doing it for Brewer Vu. And
so you're saying Shmuel is talking about a case specifically where he says, I want to do chalitza because I want to do pruravu. And she's saying, I want to do chalitza because I want to do pruravu. Okay. And specifically in that case, nizkok in lo velo nizkok in lo. Okay, could be.
In Aristotle's language, he seems to be very careful when he's talking about for Shomer's Yavam, not to say whether it's the line is for Yibum or Chalitza. He uses that the man availed himself to her, right? He doesn't say,
by the Nizkokin one.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Make a chilitz between Yibum and Chalitza.
Right.
I think you have to make a chiluk. I don't know why they would avoid making that chiluk.
Well, I think because he doesn't want to get into the Mishnah Rishon Achrona issue. He just is making it as a more general statement, and probably halacha,
we just cheshbin, I think, you know, that we're talking chalitza because of the Mishnah Achrona,
right.
But like I mentioned before, the Gemara itself doesn't sound like the Gemara is feels that the member of Shmuel should be has to be limited to Mishnah Achrona, right? Because then all that those cheshbonis that the Gemara said before are not relevant.
So then what are you saying? He's either paskening like the Mishnah Rishona or it's not a paskening. He's just talking Torah.
Let me just think for a second. But
if he's saying it generally, he's saying it, in other words, his memra is halacha l'maisa by chalitza, right? And by yibum, it's a theoretical, but you know, nowadays it's a chayach because of the he's not addressing that issue, right? But you're right, is that Bizman Azeh would be,
I hear what you're saying. Look, that's why, first of all, this is a very difficult sugi, and that's why there are many difficult sugis, because there are many, many different ways to learn these things. I hear what you're saying.
Now, come that we have the question on the table, now we can look into the Rishonim to see if the Rishonim work it out.
Where would you start? Second.
You could look in the Ritva.
In the Ritva? You would start with the Ritva before the Rashba?
It's easier. That's only why. It's a little easier to learn the Ritva. Let me just hear for a second. When the Gemara originally brought the Nemra, that Memra, had the Gemara, the Gemara wanted to make a chilek. Tavahu tavahi. Tavahu tavahi. Zokmar, I see that chiluk. Now the Gemara's kasha was just that Shemichim didn't Shemar Simanim, but the him and her, I understand, right? So what I see in the Gemara, what I see in the Cheshvan Gemara is that the Gemara says, Gemara is saying that if her taina is, let's say, just pru revu, so that's no taina, and there should be no chiluk between arusa and shemeres yavam, right? So, but as far as the memra de Shmuel, the second memra, Shmuel, didn't make any difference between the two. He said him and her, right? So that really should be, should work there, right? In Pasha, where the Gemara is going, right? Zalta Gemara, if she's Purvu, she has no taina, so that's the chiluk between him and her, true. But that wouldn't help us in our original question, because there shouldn't be any difference between Arusa and Shemeres Yavam. But if you're not coming to Mechal between the two, then it's right. So that's the memory of Shmuel, right? That memory of the Shmuel who said him and her, right? That's the whole chiluk, him and her. But Arusa and Shemeres Yavam are all the same. What is that? That's his taina for Revu. She has no taina because she's not Mifkidis. That's what I would see in the Gemara. Now let me just think for a second. Him and her, what are they tining? What are they tining? Let me just see if you have to say this. What are they tining? Maybe they, are they tining? I said they can't be tining chalitza because it shouldn't be a tining for him. In the Hemshach HaGemara, it looks like that. Let's work this out. Let's see if we could try to say that they're talking chalitza, Mishnah Achrona chalitza, and his taina is the taina of Agida, right? His taina is the taina chalitza, right? But what happened in the Maskonos HaGemara? So that's a little. This is a little torn on how you learn the memory of Birchen at the end of the day. This time of Agida, is that true? Aliba the MS that he could taina a chalitza based on Agida. Is that true or not? What's happened at the end of the day? I mean, the Gemara had a problem in Rabbi Yochanan that there shouldn't be doing the difference between Yibam and Chalitza. So I know what the Maskon is, right? The Gemara was asking a Monoshach, right? It's not clear where the Gemara landed, after that. Right? The Gemara is saying a Monoshach, either Agida, no, but what's the difference between whether he's tanning Yibam or Chalitza? That was the Gemara's kasha.
I mean, you're going in Rashi's understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, that it was, when they asked the kasha, they were going, that they Mishnah understood Chrono. The Mishnah Chrono.
Yeah.
Okay. But I have to think about that. I'm already late for my shiur.
Oh, okay. What I just meant to say was that I'm still working with your ha'ara, and maybe there's still a possibility to learn that the mem of the Shmuel up there was involved in him and her. Maybe it is chalitza. If we accept that his taina for pruvu is agida, if that's true, even in the mission, true, right? So that'll be the basis of that, right?
Right, and you have to learn that's a good taina.
What's the problem with saying that we keep that taina?
Keep what?
What the Rebbe is saying. Why wouldn't we say that svara goes through?
Because when the Gemara asked the kasha, that what's the difference between chalitza and yibam?
And an answer to the child is Mishnah.
So in the memory of Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara never answered clearly what the answer was.
Right.
We were making achesh bonus. Let me just think for a second. Yeah. See, Grad, like the way we said, you wouldn't have this. Because, we want to know, at the end of the day, what's the answer of Rabbi Yochanan? So, what we offered was that Mishnah Achrayna Chalitza.
All right.
Mitzvah Chalitza.
We have an upgrade.
So according to that, Lo'olam, Agida is not. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I meant it. Depending on how you learn what was the Teresa Maskana to that. Whether that's an option to work with that over there.
Right. So meaning in the Hava Mina, the Chalitza wasn't quite a mitzvah, and so you can't be Nizkuk for it. And then the end of the day we said it's a mitzvah. That's how we went.
Yeah.
And that was the maskana, is that it's really a mitzvah, and so you can be nizkuk for it. And so, if it's not in the hava mina, it's asking, it's not really a mitzvah, and all he's doing is making a taina, I want to do puru, and I'm not going to be able to do it. And then the maskana of the Gemara is you can be nizkuk for it in the Mishnah Achrona because it's a mitzvah. So then maybe he doesn't need that original taina of pruervu anymore because he can be taina for the chalitza itself. That's what you're saying? And so maybe that taina of pruervu is not a good taina? Is that how you're learning
it? Oh, forget it. So we'll use that. I mean, whatever the answer to Rabbi Yochanan is, maybe that's right. Right? You know, it's mivui that Rabbi Yochanan, his taina of chalitza is a good taina. Whether it's pruervu because of mitzvah, right? It is. So that'll be pshat in the memra of Shmuel upstairs. The chilvin, him and her. Right? Either he has Mrs. Chalitz and she doesn't, he has Peruvu and she doesn't. But we could do that, right? You can animate the full cheshbon properly. Whatever it is, maybe it doesn't make a difference. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. The chil between him and her, Rabbi Yochanan is making chil between him and him. Right, between chalitza and yibum. But when he could, but he has his taina for chalitza, she still doesn't, and that'll be what Shmuel's talking upstairs. Okay, so that maybe will tackle, will help us. So we're reviving.
It's crazy. If this is really the pshat and the sugi according to Rashi, we're going. I mean,
yeah.
Like that's to learn Shmuel that way. I was very far from there.
I'll tell you why it's an explanation. But where we were coming from was that when the Gemara before was shmoozing the chilek of mifkida and chutra. The Gemara Zichra was talking, where am I? Not mitzan mitzvah chalitza, doesn't sound like that one. Mitzan mitzvah chalitza. One second. Mifkidis. Maybe according to that, mifkidis will maybe mean something else. Or maybe mifkidis means chalitza. That's what it'll mean at the end of the day. That the Gemara there was working.
Oh.
Mifkidis didn't seem like we heard taina. Right.
Oh.
Right. What was the loy mifkidis there? Because we said
lo mifkidis on the thing, and we understood. And Rashi said that she's no mifkidis on Peru Revu.
What did she want?
He's saying maybe you have to say it's lo mifkidis on even a chalitza. Because that's how we're understanding now, because there'll chiluk between him and her.
Right,
and they're both being toveya for chalitza.
Right,
she's not mifkidis on chalitza.
Right, so that's where the Mashmais HaGemora, right, is still mashing that we were talking before Taka Yibu.
I think it would take us literally about 50 hours to really work this out.
Okay, but we Akavan, we have our work cut out for us. Okay, we see what we need to, right, to calculate over here.
Wow.
All right. Okay. Very good. Shkoyach. Right. Without the koyach of the chabur, we would not have gotten this far. This is not Baruch Hashem. We're very, very, very deep. Very deep. Our tanks are running out. So we have to come back to surface again.